And now, hard facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
8 minutes gone past the hour of four. Yes, you're still listening to 92.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, we're having hard facts with yours truly, Kala Dakuru Batubo. And it's time for us to push the conversation for development a notch higher. Now, some 2 weeks ago, there was the political drama in River State. And I did say that as development or core, right here, you and I will talk about it and we will look at it from a developmental part or a developmental angle as we try to push, you know, our conversation for the growth of not just River State but Nigeria at large, because if Nigeria thrives, you and I will thrive. And that's why I try my best possible every day I'm on the show to bring about conversations that, you know, profess solutions to the problem. Now, for the better part of, you know, 2 weeks, we have been focused on what the likely problem could be as to, you know, what caused the political drama in River State. We've not been hearing as much as we should, given that, you know, certain public institutions were affected. For instance, the River State House of Assembly complex, a portion of it, you know, was gutted by fire. Taxpayers' money, you know, these are representatives of the people. We need to understand what is happening there right now. But we are watching, we're following the situation. Last week, we saw the governor on two occasions. One on Monday, we talked about it. Sorry, on Saturday, two Saturdays ago, we talked about it on Monday last week. And on Friday last week, we talked about it again, because on two different occasions, he came out and he called for peace. However, the FCT minister, I'm talking about Yesson Wike, and former governor of River State, has said something about the issue, even though not in detail, but he did say something. And I'd like you to take a listen as I try to get the sound bite so you can get to have a clue of what he said. Maybe I should summarize it. He talked about respect being reciprocal, that all he has been calling and asking for is respect. He gave an analogy of when, you know, he was governor and how he respected the people that were there before him, that helped him get to the point he was or he is right now. Take a listen, please.
The former government very well. I never slept in Abuja. All through my 6 or 7 years, I never slept in Abuja one day. Because I told the government then, Buhari, that look, I will not, and I will not see you. That's too sad. What does it mean? So I don't know where you are getting the problem. Where you are going to be. But if there will be a problem, you will see it. You will see it. Let nobody tell the CEO. If I said there will be a problem, there will be. There will be. It's not about play. I don't need to win. I need you to suffer. Look, you can't sleep. You can't. It is people who hold you responsible. People who say you did not perform. I have finished my own 8 years. And I challenge anybody, if you like it, you like it or not, I've made my own record. Today you are counting about furnishing, commissioning when he was chairman. Have you ever been governor there before? When was the commission taking place in the River State University? Look at the rating of the university today. Look at the rating. I'm also the one. Look at the future of university now. When you want to make peace, open your door. So if you make peace, peace will follow. If you make trouble, trouble will follow you and go back to your house. I didn't want to begin to support. All I'm trying to say, respect is what? Reciprocal.
All right, you heard it there. Respect is reciprocal. Uh-huh. So he's, I believe, calling, I mean, he's saying that the issue, you know, that may have resulted in the problem between him and the governor may have been an issue of respect. Maybe that's what he meant by political structure. I do not know. But I've got someone who is going to be my guest. He's a lawyer, and he is very much interested in, you know, this political drama. I've watched him on TV. I've listened to him on radio, and I want to get his thoughts. And I'm hoping we can have a conversation for development. And I'm talking about Chitam Wala. Welcome on the show, Barrister. Welcome.
For having me on your show.
All right. So, first of all, what do you think about, you know, the past 3 weeks, how the drama, you know, has evolved, one from, you know, the way it started to the calling for peace and now to the reaction done by the former governor of River State?
Well, first of all, I would say it's a sad situation and an unfortunate situation for us as Rivers people and for the country as Nigeria.
Okay.
This is what we really did not, although some of us at some point had predicted that something like this may happen, but of course most persons didn't expect it to happen this soon and this early. But we expect situations, what we expect is a situation where even if you assisted the person in becoming governor, you give him some leverage and allow him lead. We're all in this River State and we saw what happened and how Wiki became governor of River State.
Okay.
We knew the role of Patience Jonathan in making Wiki governor of River State.
Okay.
But after he was made governor of River State, when Patience Jonathan was trying to impose certain things on him, she fell off her and became independent. All throughout is at this point. Nobody dictated for him what determined what he did. You have by crook or hook made Simulayan Fubara governor of River State. What Rivers people are calling for and asking is that allow the man to walk, allow him to express himself.
Okay.
And out of 17 commissioners, you appoint, you nominate 16 for him. You nominate a CSO for him. You nominate a chief of staff for him. Come on.
Barrister Wala, now you've made, you know, these allegations have been flying for the past 2-3 weeks about appointments, and he said, you know, the issue is none of that. I mean, I remember him saying some 2 weeks ago that anybody who believes that those are the issues must be fools. I mean, he used that phrase, fools. So do you really think that is the issue? And if you say yes, where are you getting your source from?
Now, if we can say those are not the issues and that what we have said is false, Wiki should come and tell us what the issues are, why he is fighting the governor and actually...
But he has just said respect. He has just said respect.
Why is he orchestrating the impeachment of the governor?
Okay.
He has not come up to say this is a particular problem with the governor. Yet he is actually saying what we are saying is false. If you're saying that what A is saying is false, you should be able to tell us the true position of things.
Okay.
What Wiki has not done up to this point, and this is the position where we stand until Wiki comes to prove otherwise to us, which I must tell you, he cannot actually state otherwise.
Okay.
He cannot state otherwise because if you talk about impeachment and all that, you will tell us what are the offenses of the governor within 5 months in office that is impeachable. And okay, second, I mean this. So these are some of the challenges we have in this whole thing. So, you know, the fact of the matter is this. It is only a joker who takes the words of Governor Wiki or ex-Governor Wiki.
Not Barrister Wala. I would, on my show, I like us to be civil, use very friendly words to express our thoughts. So I'd like to make that note now. Secondly, I'd like to throw a question at you. You've said that during Wiki's time as governor, he had people like Patience Jonathan as, you know, godfather, when I say godmother, and at some point he became independent. But do you think there was ever a time when he was disrespectful to his godmother? Because he has come out to say, you know, during that legal Thanksgiving, that it is about respect. And for him to be able to respect the governor should be able to respect him. I believe that's what he was trying to say when he said respect is reciprocal.
I think you're understanding him and his position on this particular issue.
Okay.
The battle between the governor and Wiki is not an issue of respect, because if you look at the meaning of the governor And you have actually observed him for this period he has been doing his public life. You don't understand that there's somebody who is very respectful. Even within this crisis, look, if you watch the videos of the chat service of labor here in Port Harcourt, the exchange between the governor and you understand that he has so much respect for the governor, for which he feels that. And that's the grounds of some persons who feel that he's supposed to hit Wiki harder than he is actually doing. So there are some persons, so it's not an issue of respect. There is more to this whole thing than we are actually seeing, and that is in the public domain. And that is why some of us have said that, see, you cannot continue with this fight and River State will continue to suffer. Because right now, the government is cashing out, Wiki is also cashing out.
So come again. You're saying that both of them are cashing out. How do you mean? Can you explain?
Wike is minister of city.
Okay.
Governor of River State is governor of River State.
Okay.
And he's also being paid.
Okay.
Who's paying average man on the street?
Interesting.
Who's paying the unemployed youth? Mm. Why they stabilize the state? Who's paying them?
So
these are the problems we're seeing. And what we're saying is that you have all this man on River State. Forcing down our truth, allow him to become governor of River State. That is the call we are making. See, the truth is not like because we like it, but that is why we are making some of these demands we are making. We're not interested in sinful, but it's not out of love. Because some of us do not, till tomorrow, I still stand to be corrected. We do not appreciate how he was made governor of River State.
Okay.
But we have accepted him as governor of River State. And on the strength of accepting him as governor of River State, we also ask him to also accept him as governor of River State and allow him to lead us, to lead the state. Allow him to make his mistakes. Allow him to govern the state. Not also interfere in the man's administration. Because the continuous fighting state is only going to affect those of us who are citizens of River State or indigenous of River State
and
residents in River State.
Mm.
It's going to affect River State badly because nothing is moving in the state, nothing is working in the state as a result of this fight. Let me say this. I may not have supported the governor in becoming governor, but with the first few months in office, we have seen some prospects some of us are happy about. And we say, after all, maybe Wike didn't make too much of a mistake choosing him. Some of the prospects we've seen him come up with. Example, the banana plantation. Some guy in who decided he wants to revamp. And we all know the jobs that some guys have created. He said, I have a friend presently who is into farming, and he told me that the farming that he learned his farming from some guy farming Port Harcourt. When some guy farm was functioning, and we understand how many jobs was created by this some guy farm. But the regional administration came. Kill the Songhai farm. And then this man has said he wants to bring back the Songhai farm. It's something that we all want to applaud and support him to say, let those to our people actually help feed our people with this particular project. His administration also come up with the idea of coming up with SME loans, about 5 billion naira SME loans he came up with. Brilliant idea. Very brilliant idea. Because, let me tell you, small businesses are suffering in the River State. You can't run a small business in the state. It's not a small business mistake. They are overtaxed. And most persons who even want to run these businesses do not even have the funds. So if the government is creating another avenue to give out loans to people, it's a brilliant idea. Something
okay.
We all support.
All right.
And something we all urge him on. So
Barrister Nwalan, let me pause you now. So you have said you are in support of some of the things that the governor is doing, although you're not a supporter. So that means you don't have a political interest in this one. However, I'd like to ask you yet again, the governor has called for peace and you are saying, okay, the two fighting will not work, will not help River State, will not, you know, allow River State to achieve anything. How best do you think that we can achieve this peace that the governor is calling for? One. Two, we have to go back to respect, because if the former governor is saying respect is the problem, he respected orderly, he mentioned another person he respected, and now you've also mentioned Goodluck Jonathan, and I do believe that he respected Goodluck Jonathan and his wife as well. So do you think that for there to be peace, there should be some level of respect coming from the governor? Because like you have said, the former governor played a major role in, you know, Governor Fubara becoming governor.
Now, the issue of, back to the issue of respect. Now, Wike is saying Steve is not respecting him. Wike should tell us how is Steve disrespecting him. What is Steve has done that is disrespectful to him as a governor, or as the political leader of whatever it is. Wike should be able to come up and tell us that this is what he has done, this is what he has done, this is how much he has disrespected me, this is how much he has disrespected me. He hasn't said anything. You see, the issue of respect is not an open-ended thing. You must meet the pin in the board at some point. So when you talk about the issue of respect, see, let's not even go into the issue of respect, because we know how Wike treated elders in the state. We know how Wike treated traditional rulers in the state. So if anybody, if you didn't be talking about respect in the real sense, Wike shouldn't be the one talking about respect in the state. Let's be honest to ourselves.
But those are not political godfathers. I believe he's talking about political godfathers.
What was the role he played in making Wike governor?
Okay, you know what? Barrister, we'll go for a quick commercial. When we come back, we'll continue this argument. Do stay on the line, please. When we come back, we will continue. Stay tuned.
And now, hard facts on 92.3. Nigeria Info.
All right, 29 minutes gone past the hour of 4. Thank you very much for staying tuned. My guest, Chetam Wala, is still on the phone. He's a lawyer. And we're looking at the subtle reaction of the FCT minister to the political drama that has been happening in River State. Although it's not reduced, although the governor is calling for peace, which is also my standpoint, we still would have to talk about it and look at the new development and look at what respect means in the political sense of it. All right, welcome back, Barrister Chetam Wala. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right. So before we went on that break, you were talking about, if it's respect that is the problem, why has the former governor not come out to say how he has been disrespected? But if we will go back and we'll remember vividly, the former governor once said that it's a family affair, that the party is, treating the issue, and that he was not going to say much. I mean, this is the first time we've seen, or would I say one of the few occasions we've seen Yesom Wike not really talk about issues that is in the limelight or the forefront. However, he said it's a party affair. So could it be that our insinuations or your insinuations could be wrong?
Now, the point is, if it is a family affair, why disturb Rivers people with a family problem? Why? How is it now our business if you have a family problem with your own son and you're seeing your father and son relationship affecting the economy of Rivers people, affecting the development of Rivers people? Mm-hmm. I use your family. Okay, now let us tell you the next. Look at the House of Assembly that was bought. House of Assembly that was built with taxpayers' money, and we still do not have taxpayers' money. It's gone because of something you expect to as a family affair, a party issue. But Rivers State is suffering. What is spending on? On whose expense is this family affair carried out? Be honest to ourselves. There is nothing about this. It is nothing. So far as it now affects the public interest, it is no longer a family affair. Every Rivers State person or resident of Rivers State should be concerned, because people who pay taxes, Rivers State is run by the taxes of the people. So if our properties are being destroyed, if our economy is also being destroyed or being put in halt because of the so-called family affair, we should all be concerned about it. Nobody can tell us it's the family affair. It doesn't make any sense. Telling us that it's the family affair. So we are concerned because our money is being spent on family affair. Our properties is being spent on family affair. How much of a family problem is that? Who is affected on about the right of the next person? That's what somebody can do. Because the House of Assembly has been burnt, and you now receive it to be a family affair. There's not a family about this whole affair.
So
it's
what's
a Rivers affair.
So,
is why we are saying they should stop and allow the Rivers State to progress. They deal with their issues in whatever way they want to deal with their issues without getting Rivers State involved and destroying our properties.
Okay, so how best do you think they should be able to deal with, you know, their issues so River State does not feel the brunt? How best would you advise?
The matter is simple. What he has done is 8 years, taking River State backward 10 years under 8 years. River State can no longer compete with other states, which allows him to make his own mistakes. As governor of River State, which was not controlled by anybody.
The line is breaking. Can
you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. As a matter of fact, as governor of River State for 8 years, which was not controlled by anyone, which he continued his administration as governor without any interference, he made his mistakes. He took about 8 years, 10 years backward under 8 years. Now you are promising. Allow sin to walk.
Okay.
Now, let sin be judged by River people.
Okay.
River people, you said River people voted for you. Maybe? No problem. If Wike had said River people voted for him, River people should be able to judge the governor by their own standard, not by Wike's standard. And that's what we're saying. Allow him to walk. Concentrate on the FCT. Try to develop the FCT. There's a master plan of the FCT. Allow the FCT to focus on the FCT and forget about River State.
Okay.
That's what we are saying.
Now let's get some facts straight, because this is hard facts. You said that under Wike's administration, River State went back 10 steps or, you know, lost 10 years. However, you know, the statistics show that River State is tops, you know, when it comes to states ranking in terms of IGRO, in terms of, you know, states that have the ability to sustain themselves without revenue from the federal government. So are you really certain with your arguments and opinion about, you know, the states going back 10 years?
Let me say this to you, Mr. Kalaga. When it comes to the issue of statistics in Nigeria, we all know that when they bring up the statistics in Nigeria, they are mostly, let's be honest.
But you do not have a counter statistics or data, and that's...
Let me further inform you. It is not like River State born and I'll say itself. From all this time as governor of River State, down to Umeja, down to Aminchi, River State was sustaining itself. Because it wasn't dependent on their government location for something, and that is why we never owe salary in state. Because we can sustain our step as a state. The revenues, the revenues we actually generate, actually is enough to sustain the real estate. But now, the point is this. When we say we want to perform as governor, it's not because we can not build bridges or the no construct roads. It is because real estate understands what it means to have leadership and governance.
Oh, sorry. The line is terrible. The line is terrible again. I can barely make out what you're saying. Goodness me. I'm going to try to reconnect with you. I'll call you back in a jiffy. But for now, I will try taking phone calls. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Those are the phone lines. The former governor says respect is reciprocal. That is response. What are you saying concerning that? What are your thoughts concerning that? What do you make of that reaction? Remember last week, the governor of River State, Simnalai Fubara, His Excellency, called for peace. And the FCT minister has now replied and said, if you are calling for peace, then open your door so that peace can enter. So let's talk for the development of our country, starting with our state. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. All right, I'm waiting for the call screener now to take your name, your location, and then part you through to me while I try to reestablish connections with my guest. All right, I've got Prince, and Prince is calling from... Hmm. I'm going to take Prince call now. Prince, welcome on the show. What is on your mind, please?
Yes. Good evening, Canada.
Yeah, Prince, welcome. What is on your mind?
The former governor has told me so. If he needs to swing for peace, then let him open his door so that peace can come in. What that means is that things may be calling for peace, you know, verbally and on occasion. But all attempts to restore peace is not working. If you trace back, you know something that the issue of the speaker and who is not speaker has not been passed. So that one is a major factor. Because if you see how two
speakers are
each
time, but I think Prince, we've dealt
with speaker, then it means that the speaker
will be restored. Prince, we have dealt with this. We don't have two speakers. It is impossible. It's unconstitutional to have two speakers. You can even have a factional speaker. So that's not even an argument in the first place.
Okay, let me agree with that, considering that it has been ratified. Let's also see, because they want the state to be working, they want everything to be moving. They even said, about a job that has been done to gathering some kind of improvement and what have you. They have not seen the call for duty and all the secretary of the government visited last time. But that was the first visit he made when he was sworn in. Nothing is working, nothing moving. Apart from the small building they are demolishing in respect to the ring road, nothing is really moving.
But
our state. The government is positioning itself in that line. So that all of us, we need not to be safe, we need to see.
All right, thank you, Prince. The line is terrible. I'm really struggling to hear. But I was going to tell Prince when he said something about the secretariat not saying being done. I hear a couple of things have been done on the secretariat, and it's anyways. Let's leave what I heard about it. But let's leave it at something has been done. Anyways, let's take other calls. Emeka is calling from Owerri. Emeka, welcome. What is on your mind?
I want to marry this topic. To be what he said about APC10, that the president making the speaking for the presidential election. I forgot to say that. I want to tell you that.
No, but we have moved on from that conversation. So I'm not so sure I would want you to.
No, I'm talking of the evaluation now.
All right, let's hear you then.
No, I just want to make a reference to that the equivalent is what I want to advise Obama. Stand firm and maintain my word. You do not allow somebody to influence you as a governor somewhere. Somebody, you were there before. Nobody influenced you. Even up to nobody at PDP cannot even influence you. You know, I don't know the word to use. It's a system, and let me tell you that when politicians quarrel, they must be benefit. That is when you hear some secret that you may not be able to hear when they're listening to the talk.
Okay.
I suppose when they talk like this, you start to hear something you may not be able to hear. And sometimes we say, it's allegedly, the government has been keeping out of the line.
All right. Emeka, thank you very much. I've got to go. The network not so clear yet again. Emmanuel from Ilumbu, your call has been missed. I'm sorry. Daniel is calling from Eneka. Daniel, welcome. Let's talk, please. Yeah, please be audible, Daniel. Welcome.
All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
It's been long. I want to speak on this, but thank God,
please go straight to the point.
On the issue of Wiki and Simi team, I think is the issue of betrayal.
Okay.
Same betray Wiki. Because before you come into anything in life, there must be an agreement, or let's say there must be a discussion. somebody use his own power, time, and the people that have been working for him to bring you, we know the caliber of people that they went for primary. For all these people, he used his power. You were not seeing his bad that time. You were not saying that, okay, you can't go, you want to die for good name, that you want to die for River State people, that you can't decide not to go under him, since you know that he's not going to agree with you. You can't decide that, okay, I will not go again, so carry somebody that will be dancing to your tone. But a lot of people are just talking.
So now let me ask you, Daniel, because Daniel, I don't have much time, so I'm going to ask you. So since you've argued in this direction, where does respect end? Where do you think respect ends in all of this? You're saying he has betrayed because, you know, like the former governor said, there's some kind of disrespect. Where does that respect end? That respect for the agreement, according to what you've said, where does it end?
The respect end from the movement. You know, this thing.
I did not hear you. Sorry, the line is terrible today. Network providers
are you hearing me now?
I can hear you now. Go ahead. What did you just say?
Okay. I said the respect end. Where you know that, okay, depends that the person is demanding from you before you get into that thing. It's put, you resign, you don't even go into it at all.
Okay, so you're saying if there's...
That's how we can get good governance.
Okay, all right then.
So you come and tell us that, okay, you are there, you want to work for good people of River City. That's what people that want to work. Let us work for the right people and let the right people go there.
All right, Daniel, thank you. Daniel is saying, I mean, I know the network was terrible, but Daniel is saying that the governor should respect the person who brought him in, and if it is too much a thing, if it is what is not moral enough, then he should resign. But I've got Barrister Nwala back on the phone. Welcome back. We couldn't hear you, so I had to let you go at the time. Can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, I can hear you. You shall have it back.
All right, so you've heard some of the things the callers have said. I'm going to go back to the question I threw at you before the network became too terrible for me to hear you. I'm asking yet again, what is your solution? Because you say you don't have a political interest. You're talking, and I've been talking for the development of River State, just like I am doing. So the question then is, what's your solution? Let's talk solutions.
Now, I have made this clear before, and I will still stand on this. We is a situation where Governor Wike became governor of River State without interference. Or he led River State without interference. What I am saying is, allow the governor of River State to work for River State. The solution is, Wike should allow him to work. Allow him to make his mistakes. And allow him to also learn on the job, because you cannot prepare enough to become a governor of any state. But it's a job you learn on. Allow him to learn on the job, and allow reverse people you said voted for him to assess him and make out a public outcry of his administration.
All right.
I will not mark the script of him based on your own personal emotions and whatever thing you understanding you felt you had with him. And I asked, on whose expense? Is it on the expense of River people? It was the last caller who actually talked about issue of betrayal. Let me address that point. We can't say there is any form of betrayal from the angle of the governor and all that. Unless you want to tell us the type of agreement they had that the governor of River City is now betraying that agreement. And the big question is, you are having an agreement with him on whose expense, on whose purse, on whose pocket, on whose resources? These are serious questions to be asked.
All right.
Before you now raise up the issue of betrayal and say the governor has betrayed him, how? And the governor has also asked the question and said, you want to impeach me? What are my offenses? Why do you want to impeach me? What offenses have I committed within this how many months and all that? The truth is that River State do not need this. We have had enough political crisis in the state. And we don't need this at this point. We need the privacy to progress. The government has come up with some very reasonable projects and ideas which he wants to implement. Let's see how much that implementation will go, and let us support him in that line of direction.
All right, then.
Where he tells him those things, we cannot call him out. If after he didn't perform properly, we put him out of power. All right. As simple as that.
All right, I would have to
disrupt his administration.
I would have to post you now. Let's read some messages. This one says, Canada ex-Governor Wike should respect, accommodate, and tolerate the office of Governor Fubara. Let Wike allow Governor Fubara to run his administration seamlessly and without interference of Wike. This will bring peace and development in River State. John Owangugu. This one says, greetings, Canada. INEC, okay, this is past conversation. The governor said we should stop disturbing ourselves, that it is between him and his father. I'm already ashamed of this matter being aired. Seem has pushed us away, and I wait for when he will cry to River's people for help. Then we will push him away in like terms. These father and son, or this father and son, don't mean well for us as far as job creation is concerned. So why should we keep crying over spilled milk? It's suspected based on how he emerged. And that's from Asitoka from Port Harcourt. Let's see this one. This one says, Wike is looking for structural and financial respect in a normal society. Wike should have been, okay, I'm skipping that part. The last time I checked, he does not have immunity. How was he able to buy forms for all the PDP candidates in River State and outside the state? Maxwell is asking that question. This one said, my guest is showing his dislike for Wike. Fubara is trying to make peace with his oga and has warned people like your guest to stay clear. So I don't know why he's crying more than the bereaved. Please, we need peace, Uzoma. So someone is saying that you have his court to settle with a former governor. How true is that? Because you sound like you don't like the administration of the former governor.
The former governor collect my girlfriend or they collect my wife.
But like I said, you have sounded like you are not, in any way, pleased with the former administration.
No, of course. Let's be honest. For those who are progressive, let's be honest. If you understand leadership and you've also expressed leadership in River State, you understand that their last administration underperformed in all ramifications.
Some people may not agree with you when you say on the
platform. No problems. That's why we're individuals and we have our respective opinion on the issue.
Okay.
But let us look at it. Let us look at the things on now. Let us look at the unemployment rates in River State before Wike took over as governor of River State and what it is after Wike left. Let us look at the investments in the state. Let us look at. Do we carry on business in the state, SMEs in the state? Let us compare the statistics from the previous administration and this current administration. And you now will tell me that we perform. In what way? In what way?
Okay.
River State has understood good leadership and we have seen good governance from the time of Alfred J. Smith, down to Nelford Okilo, down to Rufus Ada George, down to Peter Daly, to Rosi Bichi, Lester Mayor, Rosi Bichi Vika Amechi. And to even himself being Wike, we have seen good leadership. We understand what good leadership looks like. So when Wike comes back and that performs, to other places it may look like has done some, but those of us who understand what leadership is all about, we know that he performed below par.
Can I ask you a question? Someone said the governor said he did not ask anybody to malign anyone on his behalf. He has not sent anybody any message to go attack anybody on his behalf. He's calling for peace. Yet again, do you sound like you want peace? Or have you sounded
want peace? I am not speaking on behalf of the governor of River State. I am not his spokesman. I have also told you my position on the governor of River State. I am not one who supported the governor of River State to be governor. I am not even happy about the process that made him governor of River State and how the elections was held. So I can't speak on his behalf. And let me also state categorically that when it comes to this issue is affecting River State, and that is where I have my concern. River State is currently in stillness.
All right.
It may hurt.
All right.
And that's why we are concerned about it. We are saying that end this crisis, allow the peace to reign in whatever means you would have to allow the peace to reign so that the state can make progress and continue.
But then I've asked you that question, and I ask you again. Since you've said do whatever is in your power to bring about peace, should respecting the Godfather, which you have disagreed with, not bring about the peace that we are asking for in River State?
If respecting the Godfather or whatever it is, if at the expense of River State people, please do not respect any Godfather. Because we cannot sacrifice our faith on the altar of Godfather and God-son relationship. We can't sacrifice our faith on that altar. It is unheard of and it is wrong. River State has never had a Godfather-God-son relationship. Never. In the history of the state. So we can't start now. Governors who have been elected, irrespective of how they become governors, are allowed to run the state the way they want, and themselves lead the state according to their own knowledge and put their team. Okay. When the Rivers people are no longer satisfied with what they are doing, Rivers people will usually them out.
So right.
If we have a situation like that, this is why we are saying that we should allow them to run the state.
All right.
Allow him to run the state and not interfere in the state affairs.
Barrister Nwala, at this point, I would have to say my goodbyes because time is fast spent and it's time for us to go for another commercial break. And after that, the news bulletin. But thank you very much for being a part of the show and thank you for bearing your thoughts on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
All right, then.